Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. If you're not a fan of long, dark evenings that start around 3 in the afternoon this time of year, take heart. Winter solstice, the longest night of the year, is only about a week and a half away, and then minute by minute, we'll start getting more daylight. The Friends of Sears Island will be holding their annual Solstice by the Sea Celebration of Light event. Here's Ashley with the details.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGuire. I'm the Outreach Coordinator for Friends of Sears Island in Searsport. Our group is the land manager for the island, and we take care of the conservation area on Sears Island, maintaining trails and access to the beaches, in addition to offering a wide variety of free public programs throughout the year. Today, I want to tell you about an exciting event we have coming up where Sears Island is really going to shine, and that is our annual Winter Solstice by the Sea, a Celebration of Light. On Saturday, December 21st, from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., Friends of Sears Island invites community members to take a break from the hustle and bustle of the holiday season by sharing in a winter solstice celebration on Sears Island. Attendees will enjoy a walk along a path lit with hundreds of luminarias while recorded music lends a festive air to this family-friendly evening. You can also stroll through an evergreen spiral that leads to a decorated holiday tree and take an ornament home. At 5 p.m., Friends of Sears Island volunteers and Carver Memorial Librarian Rhonda Nichols will present the Shortest Day Shadow Puppet Theater, as well as some solstice poems. We'll finish by singing a song around a fire pit. The Portable Pie Place food truck will be there offering soups, savory hand pies, desserts, coffee, and cider drinks for purchase, and Friends of Sears Island will have a table with free hot cocoa and cookies while they last. This non-denominational event is free and open to all, with a suggested donation of $5 per person or $10 per family to support Friends of Sears Island's education and conservation efforts. If you haven't been to the island before, Sears Island is located at the end of Sears Island Road off of Route 1, just east of Searsport. Participants can park along the causeway at the end of the road and walk through the Luminaria Path anytime from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Just be sure to dress warmly and wear footwear appropriate for the weather conditions, and bring a flashlight or a homemade lantern that uses a battery-powered light. No flames or pets will be permitted. In the event of poor weather, this event will be canceled, but we've got our fingers crossed for good weather. For updates about Solstice by the Sea, you can check out friendsofsearsisland.org and our Facebook and Instagram pages, where you just need to search for Friends of Sears Island. We hope to see you there.
That was Ashley McGuire from Friends of Sears Island, friendsofsearsisland.org. The City of Ellsworth has asked us to let listeners know that the Public Works Department will be assisting the Water Department in repairing a leak on Surrey Road today between Mountain View Drive and Westwood Drive. That section of road will be down to one lane during the time that they're working, which is not specified. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.